If somebody is making progress and is doing well, they're winning grounds, is being invited for calls and everything, the first thing that a normal scientist should think about or should think of doing is, how can I learn from this person?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another session of Academic Research Logs. Today, I've got Dr. Adegoke Olushayo with me, and he is here with us to unpack a very important topic that I think we don't get to hear a lot about. And it affects our day-to-day professional life a lot. And I'm really excited to hear your experiences and to share your journey with us in this particular topic. And before we go into the topic, can I just ask if you can maybe give us a bit of a background about yourself and what your research area and your interest in research are, please? Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me for this discussion. I am Dr. Adegoke Elkanah Olusayo. I am a Nigerian. And by the grace of God, I obtained my PhD in animal genetic breeding and reproduction. And my research area has basically been on reproductive biology.
Okay.
Currently, I'm a research professor at Chung-Hang University in South Korea.
Nice. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to have you. But today we've got you here because we wanted to talk about this topic of professional jealousy and your journey into this very present setting and context where you are hasn't been without some ups and downs and challenges and things like that. But I wanted you to start maybe by defining, what do you think, in your opinion, what is professional jealousy? People might maybe have heard about it, but what do you think, in your opinion, what do you think this means?
Thank you so much. Actually, when you talk about professional jealousy, I think it is about somebody feeling or somebody being threatened by a colleague's achievement. That means your colleague is doing fine, is doing well, is making progress in his profession, and you feel threatened. And another way I can define is, acting hostile towards your colleague, either in the office, you are in the same profession, because you feel he has an advantage over you. Maybe, for example, I'm a researcher, so I'm going to basically focus on research profession.
Mm-hmm.
For example, maybe you have a big grant and you have some other colleagues who are not enjoying the same thing. Somebody can easily develop an hostile character towards you just because of your achievement. And sometimes it may just come in forms of, after you have published a very good impact factor paper and people are looking at, your colleagues are not, so comfortable with it. They start acting hostile or they feel threatened by your achievement. So this is what I can define as professional jealousy. And it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's not a... it's not a function of location or locality. It's everywhere. It's in Africa, it's in Asia, it's in America. So everywhere you go, you can meet this kind of situation.
And I think while you were talking about you being everywhere, I was thinking to myself, we think maybe as academics, we might maybe think sometimes we assume that we should have that high level of social intelligence, that we can manage emotions, we can high social skills and function because of being academic and things like that. Do you find that maybe that that's the opposite? Or do you think that that helps, or does he is it a disadvantage, or what do you think, in your opinion? What have you found?
One thing I have found is that in such a situation, it helps us to develop our emotion, just like you have mentioned. And also, it helps us to mature our minds. It helps us on the part of the person maybe who is having good achievements and people are jealous of you. You should think of how to manage that kind of situation. That is number one. And sometimes, even personally, you as a researcher, either consciously or unconsciously, you may find yourself in that position also, trying to act hostile to somebody else because of his achievement or because of his progress. So we should also try to look at it. How can I control my emotion? How can I adjust or manage this situation? Because, of course, we must make progress. And then research is all about interacting with others, working with others, and so on.
And I think I was really, what you said about the fact that this can come from anybody. So, you know, we ourselves, we can be in the situation where we might find ourselves being, maybe having that feeling of, oh, why is this person making headway? And I'm not making headway. So I think I like the fact that you're mentioning that we all have to be honest with ourselves as well. We need to realize that this can come from us. We can be the one who is on the opposite side, maybe looking at someone else and thinking, oh, I'm putting the same effort, and why am I not getting the same results? But I wonder you maybe to talk about, can you share any personal experience that you've had of this particular area in terms of experiencing professional jealousy?
Yes, as I have earlier said, that even we personally, we need to watch out our character or our disposition, yes, towards the progress of others. For example, maybe you have been supporting somebody, you have been helping somebody. You may just discover that unconsciously, maybe because somebody is making progress, you just withdraw your support. That, oh, this achievement or this height was achieved as a result of my support. Yes. So consciously, somebody may unconsciously withdraw his support. So, and when that happens, it's tantamount to professional jealousy. Because the action of withdrawing your support from that person is majorly from emanated from the fact that he is making progress and he seems to be behind. Yes. Now, coming to my own personal experience, at least I have studied in, I've been involved in research in three different nations.
Okay.
And I am going to speak about my experiences at each point.
Yeah.
For example, during my postgraduate studies in a particular place, I won't be mentioning names now.
That's good, yes.
So I discovered that when I started this program, other people, they have been there, and they just noticed that I was making progress. And my research was going on very well. Some of them who have not been, who even started the program ahead of me, they cannot finish. And they say, so we are going to finish and everything is going to go like this. I just discovered that some people just gang up against me. To the point that the day I was to have a presentation, they ganged up against me that this presentation, you are not going to have it. And I had to approach my PI. And I told him, look at what is going on, look at all the things. He told me, don't worry. So at the end of it all, I was able to manage the whole situation. I finished the program, all of us finished. And in fact, as I am talking to you now, many of those people who ganged up against me then, most of them are writing me now, please, can you help us find research opportunities? Can you help us doing these things? So that is, I mean, that happened in a particular place.
Okay.
Now, in another instance, I published a paper.
Mm.
And actually this paper, the content of this paper was not performed in that particular nation. And I noticed that immediately I published this paper, some people just gathered, colleagues, they just gathered and they started asking. You published a paper, it did not even include our names and everything. But looking at it, research ethics says that if somebody has not participated in the project, then his name should not appear on the hot list. So I did not put their name because they were not involved. They didn't even know about the content of the research, of the study of the paper. So I didn't involve them. So the next thing was that all of them, they just started withdrawing their support. They left me alone. Even sometimes things that I supposed to know or learn or be involved in, they just stopped doing all those things. So initially I was so sad and I was unhappy, but eventually I was able to manage the situation. In fact, as I'm talking to you now, I think some months ago, I received an email from one of those people then. She is now a university lecturer. And she told me, please, I want us to cooperate. I want us to do this thing. All happened because I was able to manage the situation. And in another part, in order to not to take much time, sometimes I publish paper and you will see somebody will not greet you for the next 3 days because you published a very high impact factor that the person has never published. You published and this person has never published this kind of impact factor. The person will not greet you, not only in my office or in my place of work. When somebody publishes a paper, we congratulate one another. Mm. Congratulations and everything.
Mm.
You just see her eyes, we just turn red and everything will just happen like that. So that is another level. But the one that really touched my mind at a particular time, I wanted to take up an appointment. And this happened among my own people. I went there and everybody, when they saw my CV, they saw my publication, everybody was so interested. In fact, the registrar of the organization, when he saw my CV and everything, within 3 days, they processed everything. You know what happened? When the whole process got to the department, what I'm saying is a reality because my friends were there. The people we studied together, they were there. They gave me the first-hand information of what everything that happened. So they looked at the whole thing. They now said, now, if we bring this person in, of course, it's not going to, who is going to be the person that will be looking after him. So he will just be proud to everyone because of the nature of the paper. And while the process was going on, somebody, a prominent professor in that same department, called me and said, son, they will not take you in this department because all those people you see, they don't have this kind of publication and they are threatened by your CV. He said, they will not. Then they decided in a meeting, after checking everything, they decided that we are going to hold back this application because if we allow it to go along others, definitely they will throw others into the trash bin. And then they will just pick in. And because they don't want somebody, even despite the fact that they know that I have a lot of collaborations that can help the department, that can really help many of them. So after the decision, I felt so bad, and eventually some of them learned that I had another bigger opportunity. One of the people that resisted me in that meeting privately consulted me about 1 month or something later, that, please, can you help me to do this thing? They were, find a place for me to do research or do something. So that is why I said it is happening everywhere. And almost everywhere I have gone, I think if you are making progress in your profession, just get ready to experience this kind of thing.
So you're saying that it's not that, it's not something that we can avoid, right? Isn't it? It's something that if, as long as you're goal-oriented and you're making progress, there will always be people who will be professionally threatened and they will develop that jealousy. Is that what you're saying? That there's
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, so with that knowledge, what do you think we can do to manage this situation? And I know because you've got the experience and you're here today doing amazing work by God's grace, you know, you're doing so much good work. What can we do, practical ways that you think we can use to manage situations like this if it happens?
I think the first thing you need to know is that you need to discern. You need to know.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know that something is going on or something is happening,
yes,
how will you manage it? So you must identify the problem first. So when you identify the problem, that is when you can now strategize. How do I manage this? How do I overcome? So how do you know if people are jealous of you? How do you know? How do I identify? Number one, you need to know, maybe somebody who has been a good friend of yours, somebody who has been interacting with you very well. So immediately, maybe you publish a paper, or you have just won a grant, and you notice that somebody's attitude has changed. You just notice that somebody is withdrawing his support. Then you need to know that something has happened. You need to detect and know that, oh, something has is happening. So when somebody who has been helping you, maybe you want to do something, you need his support either in being one thing or the other in your research career, and the person is withdrawing, he used to help you before, used to support you before, but now he's not interested again. And sometimes you may notice, maybe you have academic meeting, somebody who has not been contradicting, who has not been opposing you, you just notice that suddenly somebody will just oppose, somebody will just resist unnecessarily, somebody will just oppose, somebody will just resist. So when you are noticing all those things, you need to know that something is going on here. So having understood that something is going on here, now you need to strategize. How do you overcome this? For example, if you win a grant or you have something, so maybe from the grants, maybe there are many opportunities. Maybe this is, you have funding for buying some reagents and some other things. You can make me to be part of it. Or maybe the people that agree to be part of it to also benefit from the reagents, from other things that you are doing. They can also benefit from it, so that they will know that even though they are giving you a negative feedback, you are giving them a positive feedback. That so that one, maybe after some time, they will feel like, no, we are not, even though we are thinking this way, this person is not thinking that way. Then number two is that we should always avoid competition. We should always avoid competition. Most people who are into research, they get it wrong because they feel that research is always about competition. For example, maybe in a research group, they just feel that this one is doing this, this one is doing this, we are competing. But research is not about competition. It's about finding something beneficial to humanity, providing solution to problem, So when we understand this, we will know that it's not all about competition, but helping people, and that enforced collaboration, that everyone needs to collaborate and work together to provide solution to human problem. So when we have this orientation, then people around us, they will not think that research is about competition, because this kind of professional jealousy, it occurs in a situation where people have the orientation that research is about competition. You do, I do. So that is the problem. So we must avoid competition and make sure that we involve others in whatever way we can help the people that are around us. When we are making progress, try to encourage them and carry them along. I think this will go a long way in managing the situation.
Thank you so much. I like those really important tips, because at the end of the day, we are as good as the people that surround us. If we're in an hostile environment, it can affect our productivity, isn't it? It can really be a negative factor to our research and what we're trying to achieve. Yes. I think another way that I also wanted to think about it is, if we were the person that was feeling some sort of professional jealousy towards another person, is there anything we can do? Because as humans, you know, we're human beings, we get these emotions and these feelings, we're not foolproof from them. What are some of the things that you think we can do that can help us so that we can move away from that?
Yeah, what I think we can do is just like, maybe I should speak further on the point I earlier made.
Yes.
The first thing is that we should understand the purpose of research.
Yes.
So when we understand the purpose of research, for example, if somebody is making progress and is doing well, they're winning grounds, is being invited for calls and everything, the first thing that a normal scientist should think about or should think of doing is, how can I learn from this person?
Yes.
How can I benefit? What is he doing? So if there are things you can learn from him, learn from him. If there are ways that you can gain something, the way he's doing his own, the way he's trying to put things together, we can learn from that person. So when we learn, from when we decide that I want to learn, so we need to teach our minds to have the right attitude towards situation. That means the woman is making progress. Why is it making progress? Let me learn from him. And we can collaborate with him. We can be involved together. Oh, you are doing this thing. Please, can I be involved in this project? Can I also collaborate with you? And as you are doing that, you are learning, and it's also taking you along. So by and by, you will notice that you are also making it, and you are also growing, instead of becoming jealous of that person. But you are also gaining ground, and you are growing. So that is what I think it should be, to not competing or being jealous of the person that is moving, that is making progress.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate your time. And thank you for coming and just really being giving us all of this experiences and advice about how to manage this very important issue that we see happen in most organizations and in most workplaces. So thank you so much. I really want to appreciate you and your time again. And thank you again. Do you have any comments or any last words that you think maybe you just wanted to add before we go? Is there anything else?
First of all, I also want to thank you for giving me the privilege to speak on this subject, because actually this subject is very interesting and it's something that I think all researchers should think about our attitude, our disposition to one another. So I'm very grateful for inviting me to discuss this important topic.
Thank you.
I also just want to speak to my colleagues in research field that this is what we face in our day-to-day life, either in the office or in your research station. Let us check ourselves. You may either be on the receiving hand or either of these heights. You can be somebody that is, people are so jealous of, or you may be even the one that is jealous of others.
Yeah.
Let's check which side are we, and then let's have the right orientation about this subject matter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was well said. Thank you, sir. And I hope we'll speak to you again at some point. If there are any other issues that's of interest that you'd like to share with us, then you'll be welcome anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. See you.